Hey there, awesome people. It's your girl, Taylor Reed, back with another dose of daily Stoic wisdom to help you navigate this crazy beautiful thing called life. Today, we're diving headfirst into something super important. Taking control of your mental health journey. Ever feel like your mind is running a marathon while you're stuck in the starting box? Like there's this constant noise, these nagging worries, or maybe even those pesky negative thoughts that just won't quit? I get it, trust me. We all have those days, those weeks, heck, even those months where our mental well-being feels like a rollercoaster ride with no safety bars. But here's the good news. You are not powerless in this journey. You can absolutely take control, become your own captain, and steer that ship towards calmer waters. First things first, let's ditch the victim mentality. It's easy to fall into the trap of thinking our mental health is just something that happens to us, like a bad weather forecast we can't control. But here's the Stoic twist. Our thoughts and reactions are within our power. We can choose to focus on what we can control, our actions, our attitude, our responses, instead of letting external factors dictate our internal world. Second, remember that self-care isn't selfish, it's essential. It's not just about bubble baths and face masks, though those are amazing. It's about prioritizing your well-being on a daily basis. That means getting enough sleep, eating nourishing food, moving your body, and making time for activities that bring you joy. Think of it like charging your phone. If you keep using it without plugging it in, eventually it's gonna die. Third, cultivate mindfulness. This doesn't mean becoming a Zen master overnight, though that's cool too. It's simply about paying attention to the present moment without judgment. Notice your breath, your surroundings, your thoughts and feelings as they arise. It's like hitting the pause button on the mental hamster wheel, giving yourself space to observe instead of reacting impulsively. Fourth, find your tribe. Connect with people who support you, uplift you, and challenge you in a healthy way. Surround yourself with positive energy and genuine connections. Remember, we're not meant to navigate this journey alone. Sharing our experiences, offering support, and celebrating each other's wins can make all the difference. Finally, don't be afraid to seek professional help when needed. There's absolutely no shame in reaching out for guidance from a therapist or counselor. They are trained professionals who can provide valuable tools and strategies to help you manage your mental health effectively. Let me share a quick story. A friend of mine was going through a really tough time, feeling overwhelmed by stress and anxiety. She tried to power through it all, thinking, "I should just be able to handle this on my own." But then she realized that asking for help wasn't a sign of weakness, it was a sign of strength, courage, and self-awareness. She started talking to a therapist, and honestly, it's been life-changing for her. She feels more empowered, better equipped to handle challenges, and just overall happier. So remember, taking control of your mental health journey isn't about achieving some mythical state of perfect zen, it's about showing up for yourself every single day with intention, compassion, and a willingness to learn and grow. It's about recognizing that you are capable, strong, and with your support. Keep in mind these key takeaways. Ditch the victim mentality, prioritize self-care, practice mindfulness, connect with your tribe, and don't hesitate to seek professional help when needed. You got this. Now, I want to hear from you. What's one thing you're going to try today to take control of your mental health journey? Share your thoughts in the comments below. Let's support each other on this awesome adventure. And don't forget to subscribe to Mind Training. Daily Stoic wisdom for resilience so you never miss an episode. We've got a whole lot more wisdom to share, and I can't wait to keep this journey with you. Until next time, stay strong, stay resilient, and remember you are absolutely capable of creating the life you want.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.